Welcome to Mental Note. I am so excited, guys, just to be back. It's spring time, just around the corner, on the horizon. It is 2019. Today is March 6, 2019. And it has been, seems like, ages since I've been live here on Blog Talk Radio. But I am so there again, just excited to be back, guys, back and in full effect. Listen, I have so much to catch you up on. First and foremost, we are springing into 2019 with good credit. That's what today's show is about, guys. It's Future Home Buyer Services, session one of springing into 2019 with good credit. Want to tell you all about my business, guys, and all about how I can help you and my company can help you get your credit ready for that next home purchase, to buy a new car, to even get money to go on a vacation or to do home repairs. All of those things are essential for a quality of life and to live your best life. You must have good credit. Come on. That's just the time and the world that we live in. So we have to make sure that our credit is A-OK. So the very first thing that I want to talk about, guys, is pulling your credit. When is the last time you've pulled your credit? When is the last time you've taken the time to go to listen closely? Here's your free DIY tip, www.annualcreditreport.com. Guys, if you go to that website, it is going to allow you to pull your credit report from each of the major credit bureaus. There are three: Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Again, there are three major credit bureaus: Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Get familiar, guys, because those are the three agencies that determine whether or not your credit score is an 800 or a 400. And there's a big difference between a 400 and an 800 credit score and your buying power and the ability to make sure that you get the very best interest rates on loans, car loans, house loans, personal loans, you name it. If your credit score is low, your interest rate 9 times out of 10 is going to be high. If your credit score is high, then 9 times out of 10 you're going to get a lower interest rate. So I just want you to be aware of those three agencies: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Okay, so we want to talk about pulling your credit and what that means and how it affects you to just know what's on your credit report. Guys, there are things on your credit report that have been there for way too long. First of all, rule of thumb, nothing should be on your credit report more than 7 years, good or bad credit. It should be there, especially bad credit. You don't want it to linger on your credit report more than 7 years. So if when you were a teenager, you know, 19 years old or your early 20s, and you decided you got a new car or you got a credit card and you weren't quite as responsible as you are now, and so you didn't pay your credit like you should, you didn't pay your bills like you should, so it affected your credit, well, you don't want that lingering on your credit report now that you are in your late 30s, early 40s, and you have a better understanding of what it takes to be financially responsible. Guys, I'm going to take a quick little short break, but I want you to kind of marinate on that. What's on your credit report? This is Mental Note. All right, guys, I'm back. Listen, so once you check your credit report and you see what's on your credit report, whether or not there are good things on there, bad things on there, old things, new things, because sometimes, you know, in the world that we live in, someone might have gotten a hold of your Social Security number and your credit is in your financial information, and you see something on there that shouldn't even be there, that's not even yours, it's credit that you did not apply for, and it's some new credit. All of those things you have to be on top of. Well, if you're not the kind that has the time, you know, a lot of us have busy schedules. We don't have time to check our credit, make sure no one's doing this and doing that. That's where my company comes in, Future Home Buyer Services, guys. We specialize in monitoring your credit report, helping you to correct those incorrect things that are there, and improving your credit score. So feel free to reach out to us, guys. We are here to serve the community. We're at 256-314-6010. If you'd like to reach out to us, we have opened our flagship office here in beautiful Sheffield, Alabama, guys. So if you'd like to reach out to us, please feel free. And you can always reach out to us on the web from wherever you are in the world, www.futurehomebuyerservices.net. Guys, I know it's a little bit long, but it's so easy. Future, your future, home buyer, what you hope to be, and services, what we offer. So www.futurehomebuyerservices.net. Look forward to hearing from you, speaking with you, and helping you reach your financial goals. Guys, I have over 15 years experience in real estate, in investing, and in credit repair. So I am, you know, well qualified, and so is my team. I have a team of insurance professionals, guys, tax professionals, mortgage professionals here to assist you in reaching your financial goals. Listen, the very next thing that I'd love to talk about is once you pull your credit report, how do you get those crazy things off of there, things that have been on your credit report for 25 years that you don't even remember what the car looks like, let alone owe $5,000 still? Okay, what has happened, guys? Here's a little another DIY secret tip, free, just for you. Someone has written off that loan. They have 9 times out of 10 sold it to a collection agency. The collection agency is just in business to collect whatever they can on old loans. That information does not affect your credit after 7 years, so it should not be on your credit report. Sure, they can try and still collect the money that you owe, but it should not affect your current living, your current way of life, or your future. So what you need to do is file a discrepancy on that particular line item that is incorrect or that is just ancient on your credit report. You can ask the credit bureau, Experian, TransUnion, or Equifax to remove that line item from your credit report. So that takes a letter, that takes a statement sent to the credit bureau. It takes up to 30 days for them to review it, and normally in that time it is removed. Guys, I'm telling you, it's really not that difficult to get it done and to improve your credit report if you are serious about moving yourself forward financially. It is not that difficult, but a lot of times we just don't have the time to do it. And there again, my company is here to assist you. Please visit us online, www.futurehomebuyerservices.net. Fill out the informational form to join us, and someone will be in contact with you shortly, and we will help you get to where you're trying to go financially. You know, it's a whole new year, guys. We are in the almost at the end of the first quarter of the new year, and I just try to encourage as many people as I can that if you've always done the same thing and you're not seeing good results from it, you're not seeing your life pan out the way that you would like or the way that you envision, and it's based on credit or finances or being able to budget or things like that, but you work hard, you know, and you make enough money to really, you know, do the things that you need to do, but for whatever reason, it's just a little bit difficult for you to kind of line things up we're here to help, and we know exactly what that's like, and we know how to move yourself, you know, get yourself going, and so that you won't have to always be in the same position going forward. You can definitely put yourself in a better position, and it just takes a little bit of faith, guys, is what I say, just a little bit of faith in yourself and in future homebuyer services that will get the job done. You know, it's a guarantee that I give, guys. It's a 100% satisfaction guarantee because I am very, very serious when it comes to helping those who, without the lack of knowledge, you know, we perish. That's what the good word says, guys. And if you've ever followed my show, then you know that I am a believer of Jesus and that I believe in the Word of God. And that's what the Word of God says, is that with the lack of knowledge, my people will perish. Well, you know, we're here to give the knowledge. You know, that is my goal, is just to share the knowledge, just to share what it takes, you know, to kind of get yourself from A to B as it relates to credit and finances. It's not as hard as people would think, guys. My background is not one from a silver spoon. You know, I grew up, I had a difficult childhood, to say the least. You know, my parents, my father was kind of well off, but my mother was not, and they were not married. And so, you know, I did live in public housing growing up, and, you know, and I was a childhood teen mom. And, you know, so I didn't have all of the carte blanche, if you will, of, you know, growing up and that sort of thing. And so I kind of just had to pull myself up by the bootstraps and learn some things. And so now that I have, guys, I am more than willing to share the knowledge that I have. So would love to speak with you. Thank you again for joining me. This is just a very quick mental note. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Looking forward to it. And remember, in all things, peace and love.